be easy for the Spirit of God to change you and to bring up things to you that need to be repented of and changed. And you'll be walking in the blessing every day.
The moment you are born again, the Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you, and your spirit is renewed. Join Gloria Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as she describes the rebirth transformation.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland, and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory. We're talking about being a masterpiece with a master plan this week. We're talking about God's master plan for you. He's got a master plan for you. He's got a master plan for me. And they're both really, really good. Hallelujah. Let's look at Ephesians again. The verse that we're using on this is Ephesians 2 in verse 10. In the New Living Translation, it says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus." That happened when we got born again. "So that we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." So God has a plan and a path for us. We have the ability to connect to God's master plan for our lives if we choose to. We have the ability to disconnect from the master plan if we refuse to obey what He says. But then we'll have darkness and curse and bad stuff. But if we'll connect to God's master plan, if we will be, and this says, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things He planned for us before." We are God's masterpiece with the master plan. Now, how do we get knowledge of the master plan? Well, we first of all take the book about the master plan. This tells us what God has to say about everything in life, really, what His will is. It tells us about the Savior. It tells us about how wisdom comes, how to get wisdom. In Proverbs, let me read this in Psalm 139. "Lord, You have examined my heart." Well, and even in 138 it says, "The Lord will work out His plans for my life." That is a great scripture. That's Psalm 138:8. That's the New Living Translation. "The Lord will work out His plans for my life." God has plans for your life. He will work them out. Now, He will tell you what to do to follow those plans. If you'll pay attention. What does Proverbs 4 say? "Attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the center of your heart. For their life to those that find them, and healing and health to all their flesh." So the Word of God is God's way into our thoughts, into our heart, into our ways. When we make His ways our ways, things begin to turn around for us. When we begin to obey Him, when you take the Word of God literally, and you begin to make changes as you read it, and you don't ever get to where you know it. You have to keep reading and studying and let it correct you every day. Spend time in the Word every day. "The Lord will work out His plans for my life. For Your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for You made me." God made us. We're born of God. After we make Jesus Christ, He gave us life. He gave us breath, natural breath and life. But then He gave us a Savior so that we could be born over again out of sin and death into life and blessing. But when we get born over again, we're supposed to walk in the new way. We're supposed to find out what God says, make changes, obey Him, do what He says, and the blessing is the result of that. The blessing. This says in Psalm 139, Lord, You have examined my heart and You know everything about me. God knows everything about you. You know when I sit down or stand up. You know my every thought when far away. You chart the path ahead of me. We are a masterpiece with a master plan. God, this says, Psalm 139, 3, says, You chart the path ahead of me and tell me where to stop and rest. God will even tell you to stop and rest. Every moment you know where I am. You know what I'm going to say even before I say it. You both precede me and follow me. God goes ahead of us. He goes behind us. He prepares our way. He protects us. He keeps us from the back. You place your hand of blessing on my head. I can never escape your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. Who would want to? You both go before me and follow me. You place the hand of blessing upon my head. Isn't that a wonderful scripture? God knows right where you are. He knows your place. He knows where you called. Where He's called you, He knows what you're capable of. He has more confidence in you than you have in yourself because He doesn't intend for you to do what He calls you to do in your own strength. He intends to call you, and then you answer Him, and you begin to walk that path, and you begin to do what the Spirit of the Lord says through the Word of God and obey Him, and He brings those plans to pass. It's a wonderful thing to have a plan that God's made for you. We're born again, and we're born again with a plan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. Ooh, I don't want to. I want to walk in that good place that the Lord has for me all the days of my life. I expect to increase all the days of my life. What is that called? That's called blessing. Ken and I have had a lot of rude things said about us because we believe in the blessing of God, which includes financial prosperity, prosperity in the healing and health of your body, prosperity in your family. What is all that? That is the blessing. Ken and I didn't come up with that idea. God said, if you do these things, if you follow me, you will be blessed. You will be the head and not the tail. You'll be above and not beneath. You'll find all that in the blessing. But then if you don't do those things, in Deuteronomy, God said to them, the curse will come upon you. So what is that? What is that to us? Well, God's given us a way to walk. He's told us what's right and what's wrong. We have it in black and white. And He gives us direction on our own individual plan. But if we'll do the black and white, we'll hear the plan that God has for us. We'll be able to follow Him on through. We can understand black and white. We might not know exactly what we're called to do yet. We do because we've been at it a while, but you might not know exactly where God wants you or what your future is. You know, somebody said being out of the will of God is like washing your feet with your socks on. That's a pretty good way to say it. Things just aren't right in your life. Well, God has a plan for you. We are a masterpiece with a master plan, Ephesians says. Now, if you'll begin to give attention to God in your life and you'll begin to study the Word of God and read it, not like it was, you know, Sunday school quarterly, but knowing that this is where my life is. My life and the well-being of my life depends on how I operate in this written Word of God. If the Word says to me, do this and you'll be blessed, well, that's a no-brainer. I want to be blessed. So I'm going to do what the Word says. And then when the word says, do this, and the curse will come upon you, I'm not going to do that. Why? Because I want to be blessed. I don't want to be cursed. But you know, you have to know what it says. You have to know what God says brings blessing, and you have to know what God says brings cursing. And then you decide which one you want to enjoy, the blessing or the curse. The blessing is so wonderful and great. It's greater than anything you can imagine. It has peace. It has prosperity. It has well-being in every area of your life. It has success. You'll have good success, the scripture says. And then the curse is just the opposite. It has every horrible thing in it. Every bad thing you can think of that is in the earth today or ever will be in the earth is under that curse. But you and I, the Bible says Jesus himself redeemed me and you from the curse. If we'll receive it. And that's what happens to you. You look that up in Galatians 3 and you'll see that the blessing will come upon you through Jesus Christ. But then if you don't walk with Jesus and you don't receive him as Lord and Savior, you're just automatically under the curse. Say, yeah, but I'm prosperous. I got a lot of money and I didn't get it through Jesus Christ. Well, tell me this. Are you happy? Do you have the joy of the Lord? Do you wake up in the morning and say, oh, yes, another great day to live out today? Or do you say, oh, no, I have to live another day? Life is more than breathing. Blessing is more than just comfort. Blessing is everything. Curse is more than just a few bad things. The curse has every sickness and every disease in it. The curse has under it, your children will be stolen from you. The curse has all kind of defeat and bad things. But, Galatians says, Jesus has redeemed us from the curse that the blessing would come upon us. That is the will of God for us. God has a plan for good for us, and we can all get in it. I love the way God does things. He does things so well. He blesses, and he adds no sorrow with it. It's a wonderful thing to be free. His truth makes us free. When we do what the Word says, freedom begins to take place in our lives. So we've been reading in the scripture in Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's masterpiece. This is the New Living Translation. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things that he planned for us long ago. We are a blessed people. And we have a good plan. And if we'll give God attention, if we'll just give him attention in the Word, spend time in the Word every day, spend time talking to him every day. That's called prayer. Spend time listening to him every day. And he'll bring you into the blessing of the wisdom of God. And you'll know what to do in every situation to further that blessing. Let's look at Proverbs 3. Let's read some of this scripture. Well, let's look. You know, Proverbs, you ought to just read through the whole book of Proverbs ever so often because you cannot misunderstand Proverbs. It's plain. It's in black and white. It is not, you don't have to have a special revelation to get it. Now listen to this. It's so good, I don't know where I want to stop. If you will turn, this is, let's look at 20. This is Proverbs 1:20. Here's the way it works. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. She raises her voice in the markets. Now, wisdom is crying out. God's wisdom is talking to you. It's crying out. She cries at the head of the noisy intersections. How long, O simple ones, will you be open to evil? Will you love being simple? And scoffers delight in scoffing, and fools hate knowledge. If This is Proverbs 1:23. If you will return or repent and give heed to my reproof, wisdom says, behold, I, wisdom, will pour out my spirit upon you, and I will make my words known to you. Now, we're talking about walking in the perfect will of God, in the plan of God, in God's plan for you and me. We are born again, a masterpiece with a master plan, Ephesians 2:10 says in the New Living. If you'll turn at my reproof. Now, if you want to walk in that blessing, then you, when God reproves you in from the Word or in your heart, you just may be thinking you're just the most righteous thing in the world, and then the Lord will bring something to your attention where you were out of love. You broke the love law. You were touchy, fretful, or resentful. Or you took an account of evil done to you. Or you didn't forgive someone who mistreated you. You broke the love law. What do? Well, when that happens, you repent and you turn. If you will turn and give heed to my reproof. That's why you have to get accustomed to listening to your spirit. And you have to put the eyes on the Word of God and the ears listening to the Word of God so that the Word gets down in your heart. The Word that's in your heart is the Word that talks to you. You can stay in the perfect will of God. You can walk out God's master plan and not miss it. If you will listen to the Word of God and listen to the reproof of the Spirit of God in your heart and be correctable. If you'll turn, repent, and give heed to my reproof, behold, I, wisdom, will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make my words known to you. That's called walking in the light as he is in the light. The Word of God is a light to our path and a lamp to our feet, this Bible says. So we turn, we listen. Here's the opposite of that. Because I have called you and you refuse to answer and have stretched out your hand and no man has heeded it, and you treated as nothing my counsel and would accept none of my reproof. It's God talking. I, wisdom, that's the wisdom of God. I, wisdom, will laugh at your calamity and mock when the thing comes that shall cause you terror and panic. Why did bad things come? Because you wouldn't pay attention to the reproof and the wisdom of God, either in the written word or in your heart. When you're just going along and you know, all of a sudden you see yourself and you see how you were cruel or hard or mean. You said ugly things to somebody that brought them distress. That's the wisdom of God showing you've got something going wrong here. You've got something here that needs to be fixed. You and your wife this morning may have had just a fuss, a big fuss. You may have just said things that you didn't even mean, but your temper got carried away and you said things. And the Lord is talking to you about what? Getting it fixed. We can repent. We can ask forgiveness. You can get it straight. God will forgive you. But if you don't, it says when panic comes, you'll call upon the Lord or on wisdom, but he won't answer. They'll seek me early and diligently, but they'll not find me. Why would they not find him? Because they wouldn't turn, as it said up there in verse 23, at the Spirit's reproof, when the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with you. Here's the deal. Be quick to pray. Be quick to repent. Be quick to forgive. Be quick to ask somebody's forgiveness and repent with your whole heart when you've said wrong, when you've done wrong. And the Spirit of the Lord will cleanse you, and the wisdom of God will operate in you, and you'll be able to hear from God. But then it says in verse 29, because they hated knowledge, the same people, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord. And when wisdom came to talk to them through the Word, through their spirit, through the men of God, through another believer, when wisdom talked to them, they would accept none. This is wisdom talking. Because they hated knowledge, did not choose the reverent and worshipful fear of the Lord, would accept none of my counsel, and despised all my reproof. What's left? Verse 31. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be satiated with their own devices, or the King James says, their own turning around. What is that saying to us? That's saying, if we don't obey wisdom, and this word is God's wisdom written down, we also hear wisdom from the Spirit in our heart, from the Holy Spirit revealed to our spirit. If we don't obey that, if we accept not the counsel of wisdom or the counsel of God, then what do? We eat the fruit of our own way. And then we become cursed with a curse instead of blessed with a blessing. And we have left only our own devices. To me, that's saying God's not participating here. Why not? Well, he participated when he told us what to do. Then we turned him down and didn't do it, and now we're left to our own devices. What would that be? Well, that would be the result of whatever ignorance we acted on. For the backsliding of the simple shall slay them, and the careless ease of fools shall destroy them. But who, here's where we want to be, whoso hearkens to me, wisdom, shall dwell securely and in confident trust, and shall be quiet without dread, without fear or dread of evil. Obey the Lord and you'll be blessed. Learn to live in sensitivity to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God. Be correctable. If you're not correctable, wisdom says, I can't do anything for you. But if you'll listen to the Lord in your heart, if you'll be correctable, when you make mistakes, if you'll make them right, when you do wrong, say wrong, act wrong, you repent of it. Ask the Lord to cleanse you. You repent before somebody if you've done somebody wrong and ask them to forgive you. What happens? The blessing keeps working. The master plan stays intact. You're not getting off the plan. You're not getting off the shining path, but you're walking in the power and the blessing of the Lord. The devil tried to get you, but you turned him down. You didn't let him sow discord. You didn't let him have advantage. You repented. You changed. You fixed it. Now, what's that called? Well, I'd call that having a tender conscience, a tender spirit before the Lord. Be easy to correct. Be easy for the Spirit of God to change you and to bring up things to you that need to be repented of and changed. And you'll be walking in the blessing every day. Don't go away, and I'll be right back.
Discover God's plan for your life and stay on course with it. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal by Gloria Copeland. This personal, in-depth Bible study includes a 5-disc DVD video teaching with Gloria, a 5-CD set of the entire teaching, and a one-of-a-kind interactive workbook and journal.
It's really enhanced the local church, really promoted its purpose. And we're doing a lot more outreach and soul winning now. The people have a greater confidence, so now they're reaching out to the community, both in street witnessing, but also in the marketplace, where they work and where they shop and what they do. People are being bolder to step out and talk to people as a result of, again, finding out that God has a plan, and part of that plan is for them to share their faith and to live their faith in a more public way.
Connect with God's plan for your life in a deeper way and make your destiny a reality. Connecting with God's Master Plan for Your Life, video curriculum and interactive workbook and journal is now specially priced at only $49.95, a 40% savings for the entire curriculum package. Order your copy online through our website at kcm.org or call us toll-free 800-575-4455. Take the next step toward living in God's blessing and connect with God's master plan for your life today.
You know, Tina wrote us and told us that she went through the curriculum. She realized by going through this curriculum that she was not an accident and that God had a plan for her. She found out that she was important and she can now love others because she found out how to love herself. You know, to read more of Tina's testimony, just go to kcm.org. You know, you can allow this curriculum to change your life too. In fact, you can change your life without even ordering anything. You can change your life that quick by today if you don't know Jesus, accepting Him into your heart. There are no children who are accidents. God knows every child before they were ever in their mother's womb. God has a plan. He had a plan and a purpose for your life. And you can accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and get started in that plan today if you'll just pray with me. Say, Father, I believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again and that He died for my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Take my life and make it brand new. You died for me. I'm going to start living for You. In Jesus' name, amen. It's that simple. And if you prayed with me, we want to send you some things. We have a free salvation package. It's got books. It's going to help you learn how to study the Bible, how to know about what's been given to you now that you've asked Jesus into your heart. Just let us know and we'll send it to you free and postpaid. Read your Bible every day. Feed your spirit with the Word of God. It'll build your faith and you can start walking in His plan. Today, you're well on your road to having your life be all that He planned for it to be. Listen, don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. It's going to be great. This is Kelly Copeland Swisher reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, take the next step toward understanding who you are in Christ. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to send you 5 books free. Log on to kcm.org and request your free salvation package online today. Take hold of God's promises and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life.
What about 2009? That Babylonian system out there is not going to get any better. That thing has come apart, but we don't have to live in that system. You were taken out of the authority of darkness, and you were given the power and the authority and put into the kingdom of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So get yourself ready. We're moving into that master plan for our lives even more than ever before.
Come join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the 2009 Branson Victory Campaign, March 5th through the 7th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Take 3 days to ground your faith on God's Word and get answers to living successfully in every area of your life. Go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.